Barack Obama has been one of our most decent and intelligent presidents. I'll miss him. Instead of simplification and slogans, Obama explained the complexities of everything from medical treatment to foreign policy. Instead of shooting from the hip, he studied problems carefully and reached mature, intelligent decisions. But what will stick? Starting with foreign affairs, Obama got most of our boots off Muslim lands. When Obama took office in 2008, we had close to 200,000 soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now we have about 15,000 troops combined there and in Syria. ISIS seems to have focused on Europe, but that's still a problem for us. Europeans' objectives are compatible with our own, so they're crucial allies, unlike the Russians. But Europe confronts many times more refugees than we do, with backlash and threats to democracy in several countries. American action in Syria added to the refugee flow, but much resulted from revolutions independent of us. More American militarization in the Arab world would inflame the refugee crisis and increase the terrorism directed at us. Terrorists are fueled by militarization. Nations are much more vulnerable to our military. That's the difference between defeating Saddam Hussein, having him executed, and trying to remain there. Trump may talk tough, but will he be fool enough to wade back into those troubled waters? In Guantanamo, fewer than 60 prisoners remain of the nearly 800 who were imprisoned there. Republicans dislike the Iran nuclear deal, but so far they've nothing to show for their fears. Objections from the other signatories may prevent Trump from disavowing it. This may be the first real test of whether Trump has any grip on reality. At home, Republicans have been yelling for years that they'll tear Obamacare down the first chance they get. But their friends in the insurance industry will howl if they do, especially if Republicans leave features Americans like a guarantee that you can get insurance, coverage for pre-existing conditions, tax credits for small businesses, etc. So it's not clear what they'll actually do. Obama took his health care plan from Mitt Romney's Republican plan. I can think of improvements to the left of Obamacare, but not any that are more consistent with Republican free market philosophy. Republicans are in a pickle. Obama got a small stimulus soon after taking office. Terrified it might actually work, Republicans fought to keep it small. But Obama's stimulus worked, slowly, satisfying the cynicism of congressional Republicans willing to hurt the country in order to make Obama look bad. Dodd-Frank financial regulation still stands, reining in a financial system that gambled with everyone else's money and made a large number of us worse off. Obama nominated Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court. One has become the conscience of the court, the other quieter and more conciliatory. Together, they've made the court much more fair. The future depends on how long Ginsburg lives and how long Trump is in office. The difference Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan made could disappear in a heartbeat. So there's a lot to celebrate in what Obama did or tried to accomplish, but I have real fears of what could be done in the effort to discredit him instead of making things better for the people of America.